What's good? I'm Gary Ivory, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Beat, where we meet and greet new artists from in and around the New England area. My guest today is Mr. Andre Cross, a very talented singer, songwriter, entertainer. How you doing, Andre?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. Andre, where do you come from?
I was originally born and raised in New Haven, Connecticut, but I've been living in Massachusetts for the past several years.
And what town in Massachusetts?
The name of the town is Ware, W-A-R-E, 30 minutes from Springfield.
So how long have you been singing?
I have been singing since I was 5. I started out in my church choir singing, so.
So tell me all about being 5 years old, singing in the choir. What's that like?
It was very eye-opening. I didn't really appreciate music when I was younger the way that I do now, but.
That's crazy, man. So it was like your dad liked a preacher or something?
No, it was more my mom was very religious person, so she believed that going to church was a vital part of my faith and my life and everything else involved with it.
That's beautiful. I appreciate that. Have you had any formal training?
Yes, I had some formal training in high school. I had my choir teacher, Miss Abella, taught me privately to improve on my vocals. So that's pretty much all I had for vocal training.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I got to admit, you are a very, very talented singer. I just met Andre a couple of months ago when he came in the studio to have an album produced for him. And I got to say, it's one of the most exciting projects that I've ever produced. And dude has a very, very powerful voice. You'll hear a taste of it at the end of this podcast. So now let's talk about your influences. Who were some of your musical influences growing up?
Some people are going to find this unconventional, but Bjork, the Mars Volta, a lot of 90s, Donna Summer, Diana Ross, TLC was a big influence for me.
Dude, those are all female singers. You mean all your influences were female singers?
There was Brian McKnight and Seal and Usher and Jay-Z. I don't want anybody just thinking I only had female influences. No offense.
Who's your current favorite artist today? Who are you listening to a lot of now?
Currently, I am listening to a lot of Kimbra. She's from New Zealand. She was on Somebody That I Used to Know.
Yeah, I was checking y'all out on Facebook, and she's going to be doing a duet with you, I hear.
Yes.
I'm producing that, too.
Yes.
Got that.
I cannot wait.
All right, so let's talk about that upcoming album. You know, you're a songwriter, so you have some pretty decent songs in there. So talk to me a little bit about the album and where that all came from.
So originally I had an album in mind that I wanted to work on. I lost all of the lyrics, so I had to start from scratch, and led up to me writing Emotional Roller Coaster, which is the title of the album.
And you pulled it off. To me, that's extremely impressive.
I mean, you gave me such great material to work with. I just had to sit down and think about it and actually listen to the music, because your music is very immersive in a way. Like, I hope someday down the line you have your own, like, immersive 3D theater so people can just experience the greatness that you provide.
I appreciate you saying that. It's really, really cool. Do you have a favorite song so far on the album?
I would say my favorite song that I have recorded on the album is Living a Lit Life.
You better believe it.
That is...
That's nuts, huh?
Pretty much the way that I would describe it is you start off at one party and go through like 4 different other parties, but then end up right back at the same one you...
That's some good stuff, man. So now, do you have a strong social media presence and involvement?
I would say kind of. I only have 1,300 followers on Instagram.
Well, man, 1,300 record sales is 1,300 record sales, so God bless. So now I'm going to jump into your personal life just a little bit. Tell me all about your personal life. Are you dating anybody? You in love? You in hate?
So I am currently single right now.
All
right. My music is my biggest love right now. So
yeah, that's blessed. That's good. Yeah, stay focused. All right, what's next on your agenda? What do you have? I mean, I know the album's coming out really, really soon. I'm not going to drop any dates or anything like that, but I know the album's coming out really, really soon, and the world will know. But what's next after all that? What are you planning? Planning a tour or, you know, music videos? What's up? What's up?
So what my next step is going to be once the album drops, I definitely do want to start putting together some ideas for music videos, because I definitely want to do one for Living a Lit Life, like an Usher 90s. I want to stand in the rain.
Yeah, that'll be big for you, man. Good job. That's good stuff. But, you know, I'm really, really proud of your accomplishment, man. I mean, where you came in from and where you're at right now, and, you know, your personality is vibrant, and I really get a kick out of working with you. Is anybody you want to shout out to?
I just want to shout out my mom, my parents, all of my friends, my loving family. You all are my biggest supporters, and I love you. And anybody who is just tuning into Andre Cross, just stay tuned for more greatness, more great things coming, and I will do you proud.
So once again, thank you very much for coming in today, Mr. Andre Cross, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you so much, Gary.
This is Gary Ivey for Inside the Beat. Check.
Remember not long ago, you called me hysterical. I finally figured us out. My fire was hot enough to burn on for the both of us, but your water keeps putting us out. And I should be steam, the way you love to reign over me. Then turn around and call me your king. Too blind to see the way it stings, the pain it brings. Didn't I give you everything? I gave you everything, baby. Didn't I give you everything? You got the best of me, baby. Didn't I hear you crying on my shoulder? Begging, hold me till it's over. When you're lonely, just remember I gave you everything.